The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, let's do a review of your health. Very interesting information, because I'm looking at an article that says more than half of Americans have a chronic health problem. Well, I probably can't go through all of those chronic health problems. They're mentioning chronic disease, mental illness, problem with drugs, problem with alcohol, and so much going on. But what we can do is talk about any number of different ways that you can minimize the possibility that you're in that other half group. I wanted to also start the show with some information that said the Centers for Disease Control has been caught manipulating data, destroying vital information, and suppressing the truth. And it's being exposed. Okay. So you have to be extremely cautious about where you are getting your information. Are you getting your information from advertisements? Probably not a good source in order to support your good health. Okay, so what I'm thinking about those advertisements that you see on television with the happy people. You know, the ones with the picture-perfect situation going on. They're out on a sunny day. They're enjoying themselves. They had a really happy expression on their faces, and they're taking a pharmaceutical. And that pharmaceutical is a seriously contributing factor to their happiness, well-being, activity, their energy, that whole picture. And so at the end of that little visual bit, you see that the particular drug is the reason, and it urges you to go and talk to your doctor about that drug. Well, then, in a very, very quick voice, it delineates all of the different substances that you could be taking that would interfere possibly with the good effect of that drug, as well as all of the terrible side effects that might be accompanying the use of that drug. And so, if you saw only the first part and didn't hear all of the disclaimers, maybe you'd think that drug has the answers. Well, I'm here to say that because of what I do, of course, I'm a little, let's say I'm a little narrow-minded, that possibly nutrient deficiencies, multiple nutrient deficiencies, could be contributing factors to just situations that you're experiencing. Poor sleep, low energy, achy joints, overactive brain chemistry. Maybe you are feeling very jittery or anxious. All of those different things, when you give your body what it's needing in the way of minerals and vitamins and amino acids and certain types of fats, all those things, you're going to correct the problem. And does it happen overnight? Well, one of the things that I'm going to talk about today is very interesting because it does say that unlike any drugs used for the purpose, this substance just works dramatically quickly. And I have to say that I was counseling with an individual, and this person was telling me about the health issue, that she had tried all kinds of pharmaceuticals and that she literally was at a point she didn't know where to turn. And I suggested, okay, well, here's the supplement. I would tell you to take more than what is recommended on the label for just this instance. So take one now and take one maybe later on in the evening. And she went off at least hopeful, okay? And very surprisingly, the very next day, I saw this person, and she said it was transforming. So that's an unusual circumstance. Usually when you're dealing with those supplement choices for a specific purpose, you don't get that great response in a short period of time. But when I discuss today's subject, you'll find out what I'm talking about. Okay, so unfortunately, no phone call from Mr. Al Foreman this morning. And so I will have to tell you that we are getting ready to open Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And I say we because this Mr. Al Foreman is the founder, and he has assembled an incredible team to make sure that you don't have to read the fine print. Someone has done that for you, so you won't necessarily be fooled into taking into your body some synthetic substances that aren't going to do your body any good, and unfortunately may very well do your body poorly. So, incredible team, incredible prices, products that you can trust because someone has done the research to make sure that there's no negative components in that product, both the supplement formulas as well as the all organic food choices. Everything in the store for you to consume as food is going to be reliably organic. When does all of this happen? It begins December 5th. The doors will open at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And what can you expect at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers? EDLP, as the introduction said. Everyday low pricing. You will not be breaking your budget, and you can rely that time after time after time, the lowest possible prices are predictable at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Predictable because week after week, you don't have to worry, is it going on sale? Do I have to buy six of them because I don't know when it's going on sale again? None of that. The EDLP is all of those prices are going to be predictable week after week. So the very lowest of prices, the best inventory. If any of you listeners have stopped by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, oh my goodness, you cannot imagine how complete the inventory is, as well as me. I'm going to be there doing nutrition counseling in a very private office, and so you will be able to have the guidance you are looking for, choosing the right supplements, making recommendations. I will be making recommendations about the best way to put together your diet, as well as all of the supportive approaches you need for your particular health challenge. And the other part of it is when you have a blood test and the person in the medical office just hands you, here's your copy of your blood test. And if they don't hand you the copy of your blood test, please ask. But no one seems to go over it in detail with you. So you're not really certain if there are things occurring with regard to your blood tests that would point out issues that you need to focus on. Maybe you see something over time developing, changes over the prior, let's say, three blood tests. And so you can bring those blood tests into me in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and I will be able to go over those blood tests with you and make some suggestions based on what I see in the blood test. And you may be saying, oh, well, I've taken care of that. I use this food in my daily routine, or I have excluded this drink in my daily routine. So the issue has been addressed. And in the following blood test, maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, maybe a year from when we discuss these issues based on your blood work, you see that you're moving in the right direction. Okay, so yesterday we talked about collagen and how dramatically important collagen is in our bodies, and the incredible number of functions that collagen supports in your body, and that it's so important, as well as having that collagen, to also have vitamin C. So those two substances, we talked about all the benefits associated with collagen, and some very specifically collagen supplementation, because the area of the discussion that we never got to yesterday was probably 6,000 milligrams of collagen along with a little bit of vitamin C is the go-to dosage that you're really needing in order to achieve your health goals. Your health goals, if you're having muscle difficulties, muscle wasting, if you're having joint problems, if you're dealing with arthritis, if you see your skin is not bouncing back the way that it used to, you've lost that elasticity. All those different things we discussed yesterday dependent on collagen. And I had Tim Mount talking about the need for collagen. And one of the things we didn't get to was 6,000 milligrams of collagen a day from NeoCell Collagen, Super Collagen Plus C. But today, where am I going to go? All right. With the collagen, you've got your body doing well. Your muscles are functioning the way you want them to. Your skin is looking good. Your hair is growing. Your nails are strong. All that. Well, you want your brain to be working the best that it can. Now, we were talking yesterday about the effects of aging. What's the part of your body that seems to be very much vulnerable to the effects of aging? Your brain. And so what we're going to do right now is take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when I come back, be ready to feed your brain. That's what I'll be talking about. Stay tuned. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health, and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and what we're going to be talking about are the ways you need to learn about with regard to feeding your brain. And yes, there are drugs out there that are focused on supporting memory. They work okay for some people, not okay for others. Maybe there are drugs out there to, for sure there are drugs out there to support your mood and lift those sensations of depression. But what do you really need? You need to nourish your brain. Okay. Specific nutrients that are meant to do, that are meant to optimize the function of your brain. And that's what we really want all this time. And we know that just very minimal deficiencies of these specific nutrients can lead to things like brain fog, mental fatigue. And we have, joining me this morning for a little bit of an update, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. I'm sorry I'm late, but we've had a lot of things going on at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. And we're trying to firm up everything so that the opening on Monday, December 5th, goes very, very smooth. And people will have the opportunity to browse and select from the more than thousands upon thousands of items from leading known national manufacturers of some great nutritional products, some organic grocery items, pet care products, household products, and, of course, personal care products, all at EDLP, which are everyday low prices. So with that said, Janet, I will give you more of an update tomorrow morning when I call in at 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. And so
the information you're going to share with our listeners is most valuable.
Okay, so I will get right to it.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, fabulous. Have a great day. Very, very productive day. Thanks for the little bit of an update, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye. And so, just a little bit of an information. Tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking with Baron of Future Biotics, and we're going to be talking about a kind of like a follow-up to today. Future Biotics has a product called Think Fast, and so we'll talk about that. Then he has also a discussion ready about Stress Assist, another product from Future Biotics, Inflammotion, and Vein Factors. So we're going to have little 15-minute segments of all of those products from Future Biotics. So I will be speaking with Baron tomorrow of Future Biotics. Okay, getting back to the discussion at hand, I was mentioning just before the call from Al, if you're missing certain nutrients, then you might be experiencing brain fog. Maybe you can't quite remember that person's name, that movie star's name, that name of the movie. You can't remember what you had for breakfast yesterday. Maybe it all comes back to you very slowly, maybe a minute later after you're trying to find a certain word. That word comes to you, but you've already moved on, so that's slow thinking. Maybe it's really hard to concentrate, and when you are thinking that you're concentrating and you're thinking you're taking it all in, but you don't really retain that information. And part of that retention of information has to do with being able to connect the new knowledge that you're taking in and applying it to something known very well established in your brain. Maybe you have a really slow reaction time. So many different symptoms of that mental fatigue, that brain slowness. So, Dr. Joseph Mercola, lots of you know Mercola.com. He talks about nutrition deficiencies in the brain can mimic some of the worst symptoms of dementia. There is Dr. Bland, who has done so many in-depth seminars educating healthcare practitioners, and he gives a story about his father having experienced some extreme symptoms of dementia and was in an assisted living facility. And he could, Jeffrey Bland would go and visit him, and he would see that the situation is deteriorating. And finally, he had been doing a great deal of research, and he came across the information, well, B12. Maybe there is a deficiency of B12. And if I correct that B12 deficiency, maybe some of these symptoms that have been put together and classified as dementia, maybe they'll disappear. And so Dr. Mercola goes on to say that insufficient quantities, the B12, often causes the dementia symptoms to disappear, and the person makes a full recovery. Okay, so nutrient deficiencies in the brain imitate symptoms of dementia, sometimes even more intense symptoms that would be classified as Alzheimer's disease. So these things can be prevented. Not only can they be prevented, but if you are diagnosed with them, then they might even be reversed. The right nutrients in the correct doses. So that's the important aspect of this discussion. You have to have enough of it. Now, I've talked a number of times here on the show talking about how when you are dealing with certain symptoms, and maybe you're taking supplements that are focused and meant to support recovery from those symptoms, and you're not making any progress, well, possibly you are missing some very less well-known nutrient, let's say. And I talk about SpectraCell micronutrient testing, and the SpectraCell micronutrient testing gives you the specific information about where you're standing regarding the function of these nutrients, from proteins, amino acids, from trace minerals, all of the vitamin spectrum. It gives you an indication of how well your body is able to receive those nutrients and put them to extremely good use so that they support the function they're meant to support. And so you think, okay, well, I'm taking all of these supplements and I still have, let's say, a little achy joint. Maybe I have a backache. Maybe I have headaches all the time. And I'm taking all of the things that my healthcare practitioner is recommending, and I haven't made that complete recovery that was promised to me. And then you think, okay, well, how good quality are the nutrients that I'm taking? How well do all of these nutrients go together? Are there any nutrients that are negatively interacting? How well do these nutrients support one another? And then, how well am I metabolizing them, leading to that enhanced function? And then, the big one. I eat a really good diet. I pay attention. I have nuts and seeds. I have vegetables. I don't use high temperatures to cook my foods. I eat a very nice profile of raw foods. I'm doing all those things. I choose organic foods. Well, if you are able to review, maybe there are some foods that you're taking in that are not necessarily organic. So think about that for a minute. And in the whole picture of things? How many people actually follow as much as possible, let's say 85 to 90% organic food choices? Not that many. Sometimes we're just not able to access them. Sometimes we just aren't able to fit that into our budgets. So where do all these nutrition deficiencies come from? They come from our agricultural deficiencies. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. The whole picture of across the board, the big industrial farming techniques that are being used. So instead of providing all of the micronutrients that typically we would be getting from the soil, unfortunately, we're getting contaminants instead of nutrients. Unfortunately, we're worsening our nutrient deficiencies because of the agricultural deficiencies. The soil just no longer has the minerals and the components that we need. And because of industrial agriculture, what we've got is sometimes harvesting of the particular crop before maximum nutrient density has been achieved. Maybe harvesting has happened that occurred with a specific chemical causing that nutrient deficiency, that because your body needs certain nutrients in order to process out of your body all of those chemical contaminants. So we have foods, unfortunately, that are no longer providing for us the kinds of support for our brains that we need. Okay, how about junk food? How about sugar? How about Splenda? How about all of those artificial sweeteners? Last week, I did a discussion on erythritol, how damaging that genetically modified cornstarch-derived sweetener can be to our bodies. And you think about how much nutrition it takes to process that negative chemical out of our body. So you have to be really careful about the junk food, getting rid of the nutrient-deficient food, and making an effort to overcome those nutrient deficiencies. And we certainly do it with support of a good diet, but the other part of this good diet that we need is supplementation. And so when we come back from this short break, I'll talk about some of the supplements that you might consider using on a regular basis for brain chemistry support. So stay tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and lots going on here at the WNN studio. So if you hear a giggle or if you hear a little bit of other noise other than my voice making noise, well, just lots going on. We're having a good time here. Okay, so I was talking about junk food, and even though we pay very close attention to providing good nutrients in our daily routine, sometimes we just don't get what we need. And so I'm sure you all have heard of Dr. Al Sears. He's fabulous. He is very much a functional medicine practitioner with lots of research and information that he brings to the health food consuming public, certainly brings to his the patients in his practice. So here's what he said. The world we live in is nothing like the environment our ancient ancestors thrived in. In their world, they got all the nutrients they needed from food. Well, I might not necessarily agree with that, because the food might not necessarily have been delivered on a regular basis. Maybe they went through periods of abundance, periods of famine. But when we compare what they ate that was unadulterated, and then Dr. Sears goes on talking about commercially processed meats we eat today. They're loaded with toxins. I've talked about that all the time. The nitrates and nitrites, carcinogens. That's as toxic as it gets. Then he says our soil has lost nutrients at a staggering rate, and this decline in soil quality is robbing our food of all nutrition. Today, you have to eat 10 servings of vegetables or more to equal the amount of nutrition that you found in one serving from 50 years ago. And even the FDA admits nutrient levels have fallen by 80% in the last 30 years. So let's think about that. The nutrient levels are falling. What's going to be the outcome of nutrient levels that have fallen by 80%? You're going to have humans running around that are so totally nutrient depleted that for sure they're going to be experiencing heart disease, migraines, arthritis, digestive dysfunction, fatigue, sleep interruption, hormone imbalances, fertility problems. The list is endless. And then those symptomatic issues, then you go into the diagnosable disease issues, the big killers of humans worldwide, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. The implications of this nutrient deficiency situation are enormous. And how might we deal with it with regard to our brains? The part of our body that tends to require the highest amounts of nutrients to function, the part of our body that demands more energy than any other organs, it's our brain. So the whole picture that we need is supporting your vitamin and mineral content that you used to get from fruits and vegetables. Now we need to turn to other foods. Let's just say I'm looking at a little bit of information here from the USDA. 59% decline in the vitamin A content of eggs, 78% decline in the selenium content in our foods. We need selenium for so many different functions in our bodies. So, what are we going to do? Where are we going to turn? We're going to turn to the supplements, and those supplements must have the right forms, the right doses, in order to get your brain to function. So, What are some of the things that you need for your brain function? It's very interesting because I came across an amazing article explaining in minute detail how well B12 works to restore brain energy, how well the combination of B12 and folate, how that actually is so incredibly supportive of our brain function. And so you need to be having, I talked a few weeks ago about PQQ, and we'll get to that. But methylcobalamin, cyanocobalamin, and that was very, very interesting because many of the vitamin manufacturers have made a change from cyanocobalamin to methylcobalamin forms of B12. And this article was talking about how both of those interact and make a change with regard to cellular energy in your brain. Okay, so you absolutely have to have oxygen. Your brain works on glucose and oxygen. Where are you going to get that oxygen? Coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 in sufficient doses is going to provide oxygenation to your blood and tissues. How is that going to affect your brain chemistry? That oxygen literally is fuel for your brain. How are you going to maintain that activity without having the experience of oxidative damage? Because that's what we talk about all the time. We need antioxidants. We need to protect ourselves from oxidative damage. And how are you going to do that? Well, selenium's one of those antioxidant nutrients. Vitamin A is one of those antioxidant nutrients. Oh, what happened to the vitamin A? 59% decline of vitamin A in eggs, 78% decline of selenium content. So here we're going with oxygen support, but we do need to prevent reactive oxygen species, those damaging components of oxygen, those free radicals, and you need antioxidants. Our food, the food choices where we typically would be able to turn in order to support a particular nutrient, it's not there anymore. So important. So oxygen, coenzyme Q10. Now, how are you going to figure out, should I take 100 milligrams? Should I take ubiquinone? Should I take ubiquinol? Should I take 400 milligrams? Am I overdoing it? Am I wasting my money by going to such a high dose? Well, one of the ways to figure all of this out, as I mentioned, was the SpectraCell micronutrient testing. But the other is, what are the symptoms you're dealing with? What's your exposure to sugar? Then you go on to realize that in addition to the oxygen, your brain needs glucose. Glucose and oxygen, those are the fuels. And if you have too much glucose in your bloodstream, then your brain might get... The best picture that I have in my mind is your brain just starts to tremble. There's too much going on. It produces symptoms like anxiety and agitation and an inability to concentrate. So what do you want? You want this very, very nice balance. Coenzyme Q10 to support the oxygenation, the vitamin B12, and the folate. That combination is critically important. You don't want to take B12 without being supportive of the folate levels as well. And so here's this whole menu, so to speak, that's developing if you are requiring brain chemistry support. Okay. I talked also about the importance once you provide those basic nutrients. Oh, one more thing that I did forget to tell you. So, I didn't take my CoQ10 this morning, right? The B12, you're not going to be able to utilize an optimal amount of B12 if you are not using B12 in a sublingual formula. That sublingual formula is being delivered directly to your bloodstream. And so imagine this nutrient-dense wash of blood going towards your brain and providing the brain energy that you need, as well as the nutrients necessary to have connections made. You want that neuronal connection. Another approach, in addition to the CoQ10, B12, and folic acid, adenosine triphosphate, ATP. We've heard all the time about the importance of ATP. It is that intracellular energy that is so crucially important with regard to how your brain is going to work. So, in addition to being beneficial for your red blood cells, the B12 is going to be beneficial for your brain. In addition to your coenzyme Q10 being very beneficial for your heart and delivering great energy, as well as the ATP being literally a storage form of energy. Always there to you always have that to rely on, and you're going to essentially transport the substances that you need for cellular communication, brain cell communication. That's what we need here, that ability of the neurons to fire and produce the brain activity that we're looking for, the brain activity that is faster, so that the words are right there on the tip of your tongue and actually coming out of your mouth, not stopping at the tip of your tongue. Thinking is a little bit easier when you have this whole profile of excellent nutrients. Your memory, things pop into your brain. When you're thinking about a specific subject, you have information coming up, so that great computer being carried around in your skull, really working like crazy, as well as the sensations that you are content, the sensations that you are functioning at the best level possible. Those sensations actually make you feel very happy. So, coenzyme Q10, B12 and folic acid, folate even better than folic acid. Folic acid tends to be a synthetic version. The cyanocobalamin tends to be the synthetic version of B12, but it does convert relatively efficiently into a usable form, as well as the methylcobalamin being the natural form. So the B12, the folate, the coenzyme Q10, all of those things providing that kind of uplifting effect to your brain that you're looking for. And I'm going to take a short break right now. And when I come back, some more information about the substances that you can use to enhance brain activity. Stay tuned. More to come. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking about your brain this morning. Keeping your brain in tip-top shape. Okay, talked about B12, folate, adenosine triphosphate, that ATP energy storage. What about PQQ? So if you have tried any of these different individual substances and have not achieved the results that you're looking for, that's where I come in. I can help you sort through the research. I can help you sort through the test results and bring you to a place where you're achieving your health goals. And so what you want are the substances that are going to allow your cells to repair. That's one of the things that PQQ is able to achieve. The membranes of your brain cells are very delicate membranes. And what do you need for those membranes? You certainly need omega-3 fatty acids, in particular the DHA aspect of omega-3s. And so that's going to be enhancing to the health of the membrane. But what's inside the cell? The mitochondria. What does the PQQ do? The PQQ allows your brain cells to have more than one mitochondrium functioning within the cell. Having multiple mitochondria make those cells energy powerhouses, just so full of energy that they're able to function at lightning fast speed. So you're going to have the interaction among your brain cells doing the best activity with the least resistance, because the energy is there. The ATP is there. The PQQ is there. The CoQ10 oxygenation is there. The B12 supporting your red blood cells being able to deliver the nutrients. That whole picture. Okay, so does this happen overnight? Not so much. PQQ and coenzyme Q10, in my opinion, are going to work relatively quickly, very quickly in those people who are more nutrient deficient, a little more slowly where the nutrient deficiency is borderline. But you're going to feel the difference, both with physical energy as well as brain clarity and mental energy. But what's another compound that you can consider introducing to this mix? And it's kind of been marketed as, oh, well, for depression, your mood is low. Those are the people who need to use SAMe, S-adenosyl monophosphate, the S-adenosyl methionine. That situation with SAMe can turn your brain chemistry around in a very short period of time. The person that I mentioned at the beginning of the show where the depression was not responding to any of the pharmaceuticals, and just two doses of SAM-E seemed to turn the mood around literally overnight. So SAM-E, okay. And, you know, it isn't just for depression anymore. When you combine low B12 and then you add the SAM-E into it, that combination restores brain function to what you may have been experiencing in the early years of your life. So youthful restoration of both mood and brain energy. I don't know if any of you remember Dr. Ward Dean, fabulous brain researcher, lots of information on the substances that are going to be critically important for maintaining optimized brain function, minimizing the effects of aging. And what does he have to say about the benefits of SAM-E? He refers to it as a super nutrient. He says that it will be very helpful for neurodegenerative issues like MS. It is helpful for attention deficit disorder. And here's one that was new to me, I was not aware of. He talks about the benefits of SAM-E being used for migraines. So the methionine and ATP, adenosine triphosphate that I was mentioning, that whole benefit comes together with SAM-E. Okay, anti-aging. And all of these nutrient substances, they tend to decline as we age. So we talked about that anti-aging benefit for your skin, your bones, your joints, and your hair and nails yesterday with collagen. Well, here we go for that anti-aging benefit for your brain. According to Dr. Ward Dean, SAM-E's that super nutrient. It's going to support your mood. Yes, indeed. But did you know it acts as an incredibly efficient liver detoxifier? Now, what's something that we need to support in order to maintain our body chemistry, our blood chemistry, and our brain chemistry? We need to support our livers, because what's the liver doing? It's getting rid of all of those toxins. It is being very much overworked when we think about the toxic contamination that we're experiencing with the food we ingest. We're thinking we're eating good food. We're eating our vegetables. But maybe these vegetables have been genetically modified. Maybe these vegetables have been just totally saturated with weed killers, fungicides, pesticides. So what do we need to support? We need to support our livers. And as I said, it's certainly something that's going to be supportive of your mood. What we find out is that SAM-E is very protective of that brain cell membrane. It is supportive of the formation of phosphatidylserine. How many individuals out there are taking PS, phosphatidylserine? Yes, they feel the benefits associated with that. Do you want to optimize? Do you want to move those benefits into an entirely higher realm? Try some SAM-E along with the PS. Phosphatidylcholine. Oh, we talk about the benefits associated with lecithin. That's one of the things where in a concentrated form of lecithin is the phosphatidylcholine. SAM-E is going to be supportive of that phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine. It's going to help those bind to the neurons, it helps the neurons bind to receptor sites in the brain. And you're going to have enhanced function of serotonin and dopamine. You're going to supercharge your brain function. You're going to have clarity in your thinking. You're going to have quickness in your thinking. And your mood and mental outlook are going to be fabulous when the serotonin and dopamine is extremely well supported. So here's that whole picture, not for everybody. Don't have to take every one of the things that I talked about today, but you have some information about how to begin the process. And then in a consultation with me, we can evaluate where you're going with each one of these different nutrients. So there are foundational approaches and then individual focused approaches to support your brain chemistry. And you've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Remember that special day, December 5th, doors will open at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. And you can find the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in the Penn Dutch Plaza. So remember, I'm not saying the Spirit Halloween store anymore. Nah, shut down. Okay. And so I will be back tomorrow. I will be talking with Baron of Future Biotics, and we have 4 products specifically for your health and well-being that we'll be discussing tomorrow morning at 10. Thanks for listening. See you then.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.